audio performance is copyright 2012 by Dr. Gwendolyn Huxford and may not be retransmitted or rebroadcast in any format not previously and specifically authorized by the creator.
All right, Olefin. Olefin is an important fiber for the interior design students to know about. For everybody else, I don't know what to say. It's not that exciting. It was invented in the 50s in Europe. The name of it comes from oleum, which is, we know, oil, right? So oleo, oleophilic, olefin. This is important. Oh, hey, I'm going to go over here. I just pulled the little chain down, turn on the neon light around the sign there. It has a waxy hand. You know, I don't know what else to tell you about olefin. It has a really distinctive feel to it, okay? That's really why they called it olefin, because it actually kind of feels greasy just touching it, okay? So, like, it feels differently than other fibers. We don't use it in apparel, in part because, as I'll mention on the next slide, it doesn't dye well. So fashion isn't really an option where color is king. It is meld spun. Anybody here have a water bottle? Okay. This is a tea bottle. Same dip. Okay. This is the polyester, right? Ooh la la, right? It's beautiful. It's shiny. It's hard. Okay. Would we describe this as waxy? No. This is the olefin. Do you see what I mean? Doesn't it kind of look like wax? Doesn't it sort of feel like wax when you touch it? Yeah, it's just different, okay? For all that this is melt spun, it does not melt and spin as well as this does. This is very low density. It floats. This is what causes the plastic pollution in oceans, right? Not this. This just sinks to the bottom, forms bizarre new habitats. This gets eaten. All right. So that's first thing. It's just different. I'm going to talk about this a lot later, but I do want to mention that a lot of olefin is not spun into fibers at all. It's just extruded through a slit and made into a huge film. And, it's partly just because we realize, like, gee, it's not that fun to spin olefin and make stuff out of it. It's not fun. The hand is gross, doesn't dye well. What are we going to do with it? So we just make huge sheets of it, right? Kind of like cling film. Sort of, only not exactly cling film because it's waxy. And we use it to do stuff like put in the bottom of roadbeds and wrap houses in it because it's just so boring that all we can think to do is kind of hide it inside stuff. It does have some good properties, for all that I'm making it sound bad, that it's so boring. Everybody done drawing their picture? This would just be, that's a spinneret. That's like a simple drawing. And then this is a slit. Instead, you might have had that in your Play-Doh extruder to make plates with to put your spaghetti on. We'd be most often doing the top, although it could be done with the bottom. I'll tell you the couple of outfits that we make with olefin. A version of olefin is called polypropylene, and it's really popular for long underwear. That's about it. Like when you go to buy, no, polypropylene, we love it for carpets. Cheap IKEA carpets, because when it comes to cheap, this stuff is cheap. Ooh, you know what else we use it for totally all the time? You know those plastic bags that everybody hates on from the grocery store? Olefin, okay? Kind of has that waxy hand. You seeing it now? Okay? It goes through the slit and comes out a big sheet, yeah. All right, it has very, very, very low absorbency, although it wicks. Perfectly fine. It's like the contradictory thing. The more it hates water, the more quickly it wicks water along its length because it hates the water so much. It has low static buildup, and it is oleophilic. So it turns out this wicking property, while at the same time being hydrophobic, made it perfect for the application of wrapping buildings. Okay, so we would just make a fiber web out of it, right, so it sort of looks like a solid sheet. But it has little pores in it that vapor can go through, but drops of water can't. Moisture can be wicked along, but big drops of water can't go through. And it'll keep the house dry from, like, you know, actually getting wet, but it'll allow the house to breathe from the inside if the people in there are all humid and such, which people are humid, it turns out, the whole breathing thing. So of the synthetics, it has the lowest moisture regain. Which one had the highest?
Nylon.
Okay. This one has the lowest. It is good at UV resistance and chemical resistance and everything else. So I guess in my end of the world box, I could keep sheets of Tyvek, which is a brand name for big pieces of olefin fabric as well. But it was easier to buy the painter's drop cloth. And also kind of smaller. Olefin's a little thick. So this is the reason why we use it for things like making AstroTurf out of. Right? So AstroTurf is made out of olefin. It has a kind of waxy hand, which is great because it's imitating grass. Right? No big deal. And it's resistant to all of these forces, so yay. Okay? It's not going to absorb a lot of water, which is good because we don't really worry about static in the football players. We mainly worry that they're like it'll be waterlogged. So, everybody still writing? How's it going? I'll tell a quick story. My foreign exchange student came from the Faroe Islands, where north of Scotland, east of Iceland. They are the only country whose prime minister was on the football team. Football. Right? So they're just crazy about football there, even though they never win, not against anybody. Because there's only 50,000 people there, and they're all related. I'm not saying it's some kind of weird genetic gene pool problem, but, you know, they all kind of look the same. And anyways, so he was really shocked when he got to Texas, because he had a hard time. He was such a good football player, right? He was supposed to be really good here. No, because we play on like natural, we play on the ground with grass on it. There, because of the weather, it's like always raining, so they literally have AstroTurf. They play on AstroTurf for everything, right? That's all they do, right? And so he had a real problem with the ball bouncing on the actual ground. It's like not perfectly flat. So it turns out he was a terrible soccer player here. It took him like all year to get caught up. Thank goodness he was so handsome, so that he could just play on that instead. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then just X it out. It means I thought we didn't have time to talk about it. I wanted to talk about the test or the kid assignment instead. Okay. So, again, we're not going to talk about it super much, but I did want to show you that we can use it for a little bit of apparel for boring stuff like the insides of gloves. We just never use olefin any place that really matters. All right, we might use it for carpets, but again, kind of cheap carpets because it doesn't even imitate wool at all, right? It's like wax, okay? So IKEA, that's where we're going to see this. Lots and lots of polypropylene, which is another name for olefin. Lots and lots. I only want you to know the olefin name, though, because that's the legal, like, generic name. All right. But here's the interesting part. So you all have seen houses that are wrapped in this white paper. Sometimes it's maybe yellow and it says a word over and over. That's made out of olefin because it's so inexpensive that we can use it to do things like line this. Who knows what that is? Is it a reservoir? Is it a football field? Is it a soccer field? Who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter what it is. This material is so inexpensive that we can literally use it to put our groceries in every single time we go to the store. Right, it costs hardly nothing. Okay, it's tough to recycle. But it's tough to recycle though. It's because of the waxiness, it just doesn't melt down the nice way as it did the first time. But yeah, that's the main use for it right there. So number five, number two, and number four are all the olefins for recycling. You'll see there. So we have polypropylene, high-density polyethylene, low-density polyethylene, and low-low-density polyethylene. And again, the poly-this and the poly-that, don't worry about those. That's just the chemical industry not being helpful for me teaching the class. So just know olefin. So what is polyester? It's like on the bottom of her really nice bottle here. What number is it going to say? Right here? Yeah, it's number one. Right. So number one is the polyester. And then we have two and four are the olefin. All right, last but not least, let's talk in our last few minutes about acrylic. Now, acrylic can be wet or dry spun, but I want you to focus on dry spun because that's the whole example, right? I have a bottle of nail polish. It's dope, basically, okay? It's acrylic with some solvents that is keeping it liquid. So I liquefied the acrylic in this in these solvents. I made this dope. Is my bottle of nail polish hot? No, it's not, unless I'm doing like gel, making gel nails, in which case I might heat it up before I extruded it, okay? But no, my bottle isn't hot. How does the acrylic in that nail polish solidify? How did I get the paint on my nails to be hard? I just blew on them. Stink came off as stuff evaporated, right? And when everything was evaporated, all that was left was the acrylic with the pigments inside of it, okay? So this is an important thing to know, because what it means is we don't melt acrylic. Anybody ever done this? I'm not saying that you smoke, because you know you don't ever want to smoke, not even once. I'm here to tell you, you will spend the rest of your life trying to come up with a good reason to smoke a second cigarette, okay? That is a very, very long time, all right? Even now, I haven't smoked in maybe 7 years, but if I start talking about it too long, I have to come up with reasons not to do it. That sucks. So even as I mentioned this example, I'm not trying to encourage you to smoke. But if you had a fake nail on your thumb and you were using a lighter, right, to light a candle, that's it, right? If you accidentally get your fake nail in the flame, anybody done this? You've done this? No?
I've done that all the time.
All the time, yes, exactly, with your talons, right? So if you do that, what happens? Does it sort of melt, like it gets soft? It kind of burns. It burns. Okay, first of all, okay? Okay, and then it gets like kind of nasty, crumbly, right? I mean, it's weird, okay? Yeah, it decomposes in the heat. It doesn't melt. So acrylic doesn't work well in the dryer, and we don't heat set it, okay? I just want to mention that we can do this cool thing with acrylic to make it imitate wool even more, which is that we'll make a hollow void, kind of like wool has that medulla, and that we were kind of imitating wool with it. Or we'll do the bicomponent that has the two different chemical compositions to imitate the ortho and the para directions in wool. So I want to point this out, that we sometimes imitate wool because acrylic totally looks like hair. Okay? Only here's the problem. Acrylic doesn't burn like hair. How does hair burn? If I got the lighter out, it would shrink away from the flame. It would burn while it was in the flame. Okay? But once it was pulled out of the flame, it would self-extinguish with a rather nasty odor. Okay? So we most often use acrylic in the staple length because we're trying to imitate wool. And acrylic has gotten way better because we now make microfiber acrylic. I'm going to call it baby acrylic, right? Like baby alpaca or baby cashmere. And the baby acrylic is way less staticky. It's less, it actually doesn't peel as badly because it falls off more easily. So we have had a lot of improvements in acrylic since I was a kid. But we use it to basically be like wool. We'll make high, bulky, lightweight, easy to care for sweaters with it. So this time of year, we'll start seeing, you know, caps and scarves and sweaters that are made with acrylic. But you'll notice in the care, it'll either say tumble dry low or it'll just say line dry. Doesn't want you putting it in the dryer on high heat, and don't you ever iron it. Okay, because it'll just melt, and it won't even melt nicely. It'll just kind of crumble because it just decomposes. It has good UV and weather resistance, which is why most lawn furniture is made from acrylic. So like those white plastic stackable chairs, acrylic. Here are some brand names for the ID students. So while we're getting this written down, I'm going to explain the rationale behind the one extra fiber I want you to know about. It's called MOD acrylic. So acrylic can be used to make fake fur, and it can be used to make, or it was used to make, wigs, because it really does seem like it has the properties of protein fibers. The problem is, people started putting on this fake fur, you know, oh, it's a mink, or is it, right? And they put on their wig, and they go to a party, and it was the 60s, and everybody's smoking. Imagine how shocking it was the first time that some lady at a party wearing a fake fur stole and a little wig just totally burst into flames. Okay? And not even like when they, you know, when you put, I mean, it's one thing when you're just standing at a party and somebody carelessly burns your hair with a cigarette, you notice the smell and you're like, God damn it, and you pull away, okay? And they've like burned your hair and you're like, what the hell, right? Okay, but it's totally different when somebody's casually standing there with their cigarette and it makes you, you know, okay? So we realized right away we have a problem. We've made a fiber that imitates hair but does not have the flame resistance of hair. It has the opposite of hair, okay? It has a whole flammability problem. So we quickly developed a modification that's now even labeled with its own name, MOD, for modification and acrylic. Although I like to remember it because I'm picturing that 60s party and she's got a cute little MOD bob wig on and a cigarette in a long cigarette holder. Ha 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 ha. Okay? You can't light me on fire. Right? So MOD acrylic is an important modification to know about because it has all of the properties of acrylic without the burning part. Okay? So we use it for wigs, stuffed animals. Oh, that was embarrassing. The first time he gave the kid a cute little stuffed animal. Okay? And fake fur. And we use it a lot of times to make children sleepwear. We'll totally talk about the burning baby problem later.
You just said that it wasn't flame. It's the same as it, hair, but it's not as flame resistant.
No. Acrylic isn't flame resistant. That's why we had to make this. Okay? So it solves the problem acrylic had. Because hair is perfect, right? Hair is wonderful. Real fur, you're not going to burn. You can lay in front of the fire on your bearskin rug and do whatever, okay? You're not going to burn, all right? But you put an acrylic rug in front of the fire, hot, hot, hot. Okay, so when is my next office hours? Wednesday before class, okay? Although, when else can I meet with you? Appointment pretty much any time, okay? So you email me a time or a two, and I'll email you back, all right, and tell you that it's a deal or another one.